This is Radioactive in the Community, a public service of 93.1 Jams.
It is 93.1 Jams, and it's Radioactive in the Community. My name is Holmes, and with me today, from the Dane County chapter of Big Brothers Big Sisters, I have Mary Beth Collins, who is a big, right?
Yes.
I have Jerron Dorenzo. I pronounce that right? And also his mom, Tamika. We're going to talk to all three of you today. But I want to start with Mary Beth. First of all, briefly explain what Big Brothers Big Sisters does.
Right. Well, Big Brothers Big Sisters is a program that exists in a lot of communities. And we have a really great organization here in Dane County making this opportunity happen for both kids and mentors in our own community. The way that it works is that folks that want to be a mentor and an adult in a young person's life can sign up with the program, and then the staff of the nonprofit organization can match those adults with young people in the community who have expressed an interest in having a mentor and having an adult other than their family members in their life. And then usually what's kind of expected is that the adults and the kids get together, the bigs and the littles, on a regular basis to do activities, just spend time, talk about what's going on in the young person's life, get to know each other. And then over time, at least from my experience, what happens is that just kind of becomes one of your key relationships in life. And it gets into a pretty natural groove after a little while.
Let me say, so say if I'm an adult and I want to be a mentor, I want to be a big, and I go through the process, but I'm like, well, I'm really busy. I work a lot in the weekend and this and that. But how many hours a week would you say that you would need minimum?
Right.
Or hours a month, I'm sorry.
Well, I think that the organization probably has some specific guidance on this. So this is with the caveat that they may say something a little bit different.
Okay.
But from my experience in the beginning, you want to give, you know, hopefully every week or every other week, probably like 4 or 5 hours where you're getting to know that young person.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But then after a little while, it just depends on the ebb and flow of life, especially now that Jerron, my little, is 16-year-old kid in high school,
you right.
know, and we're really busy too. We can have months where we don't see each other that much, but we still always strive to spend that time together on a few times a month basis.
One of the reasons why we decided to bring you two in here was because right here in the, you had a big story in the Cap Times,
yeah.
You won Big of the Year, which is an award that is reserved for the top mentors, according to Big Brothers Big Sisters. So you won Big of the Year. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been a really tremendous honor and a lot of fun to have the experience of getting to know the Big Brothers Big Sisters staff a little bit better through the experience, and
right.
then the circle of supporters in the community, because I've been at the gala now and kind of on the stump there and seen all the support that the organization has in a much more direct way. And then also it's given me a really great chance to talk to people in my community about the experience, because a lot of people didn't really know that I was doing this all these years, people at work and things like that.
Right.
So it's been a great platform to share about this experience. Yeah, it's been wonderful. Great honor.
Now, we mentioned a little bit earlier, your little isn't so little anymore.
Right.
I mean, still a minor or whatever. Jerron is a junior at Verona High School.
Yep.
You were first paired with him when he was 10. What made you decide to put yourself out there to become a positive influence in a child's life? Because again, then you were paired with a 10-year-old.
Right.
What made
right.
you decide to do that?
Right. Well, I had been involved in a lot of community efforts as a nonprofit lawyer and executive director at the time. And I was involved in a lot of efforts related to youth, actually, in the community, but in a much more professional role.
Right.
So I was aware of the need of a lot of families to have a little bit more support in the community. But a lot of my work that I was doing, I wasn't really getting to have as much sort of one-on-one relational experience with young people. I
right.
had a little bit, but not as much as I would have liked. And I had heard from a friend in the nonprofit network who was working at Big Brothers Big Sisters that they were looking for more mentors. And so that's kind of what got the ball rolling. And my kids at the time were a little bit older than Jerron. They're now 21 and 18, and Jerron's 16, so you can kind of get the age gap there.
Sure, yeah.
And so I think I just felt like, you know, we could probably have some fun and offer something to a young person if the young person was game for hanging out with all of us.
We're going to talk to your little here, Jerron. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to him in just a little bit, okay?
More Radioactive in the Community coming up on 93.1 Jams. Back to Radioactive in the Community on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 91 Jams, Radioactive in the Community with Holmes. We've got from the Dane County chapter of Big Brothers Big Sisters, Mary Beth Collins, who is an award-winning big. We also have Jerron Dorenzo. He is her little. He is the teen that she has been mentoring. And hi, Jerron, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, doing good, man. So you're now 16. You've had Mary Beth as a big sister mentor since you were 10. Would you you're 6 years into this now. Would you recommend this program to other kids?
Yeah, for sure. I would. It's a very good program. It was pretty good.
What kind of things over the past 6 years have you and Mary Beth done? Like what have been some of the adventures you guys have done and activities and stuff?
Community things, brewer games, things at home, board games, puzzles, anything you could think of, really. Fishing,
right? You guys went camping,
yep.
Right? When you were 10, right? And here comes Mary Beth. Okay, you meet for the first time. As a 10-year-old, were you scared at first? Like I don't know this lady. Yeah. I mean, were you scared at all?
Yeah, I was. I was kind of scared. But after a while, maybe a couple months, got used to it. It was pretty fun.
They make it easy for you?
Yeah, very.
And by the way, congratulations. You just got your license, didn't you?
Yeah,
got your driver's license,
thank
right?
You.
You've been such a positive influence on Mary Beth. Now, can I say where you work?
Yeah.
Yeah, he works at, he's got a great job at McDonald's, right? And if I remember right, you have an interest in mechanics and car mechanics?
Yes.
So what are you going to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to do when you're 18? Where do you want? What are you thinking about college at all yet? What are you looking?
Yeah, for sure. 4-year college and just work on mechanics. Just become a mechanic.
Mary Beth helping you with that? Is she letting you change the oil in her car?
Well, no.
No.
But we are going to go to a really awesome car show in Chicago next weekend, which I think we're both really excited about as
oh,
a way
nice.
To kind of just explore that interest further.
So like old time cars?
Yeah.
Nice, nice. So one other thing too is this is obviously Big Brothers Big Sisters. It's about the big and about the little, but also your mom is here. And there's also an activity that involved the three of you that I want to talk about here in a minute. You guys went on a trip to DC together, and I want to talk about that next here on Radioactive.
More Radioactive in the Community coming up on 93.1 Jams. Back to Radioactive in the Community on 93.1 Jams.
Radioactive in the Community. Today, we have from the Dane County chapter, Big Brothers Big Sisters, we have Mary Beth Collins, who is the big of the year. We've got her little, Jerron Dorenzo, but we've also got his mom, Tamika. Did I say your name right?
Yes, you did.
Tamika, welcome. I want to talk to you real quick. Big Brothers Big Sisters, when he was 10, how did Big Brothers Big Sisters, how did you become aware of that? And what made you decide to get a mentor for Jerron?
Well, I actually had a very good friend whose son had a big, and so she told me about the program. So I decided to fill out the application and to see how it would go, and it did take a while. About 3 years we were on the waiting list.
Oh, wow, okay.
So we waited a very long time for this.
Gotcha.
And after 3 years, we got a call, said we had a match, and they set it up for us to meet.
Now, all around, it's been 6 years now. Has it all around been a positive experience?
Very positive.
And you ended up with an award-winning mentor
for your son,
which is just incredible, right?
It's awesome. Very awesome.
Now, I want to talk about real quick, because it hasn't all just been what's been awesome to it. And by the way, I understand, too, that not all cases or situations will end up like this, but Mary Beth and Jerron have been big and little for 6 years. It's going on. You guys actually were able to get together, too, and take a trip to D.C., all three of you.
We did.
What did you guys go do in D.C. together?
We actually went to the Women's March, and we did went and visited some monuments, and we also went to the African-American Museum.
Nice,
the new
yep.
one that they
yep.
just built there.
Yeah.
So it was a great experience. Actually, something I probably wouldn't have done.
Right, right.
If it wasn't for Mary Beth.
Oh, I love that.
Just being that.
What made you decide to do that trip?
Yeah, well, so I've thought about this a lot because the story, has been now revisited through this Big of the Year experience. And I just remember, honestly, it was after the 2016 election. Tamika and I had a very heartfelt conversation about things that were going to be probably changing around us. And one of the things Tamika said that left a big impression on me was her sadness that she had not gotten drawn to D.C. while Barack Obama was president.
Sure, right.
And I really thought about that. And then we talked about it again. And I think it was Christmas dinner or Jerron's birthday dinner. We were all together. And we were feeling festive, and we decided that maybe we couldn't get there during the Obama presidency, but there was going to be a lot of energy there in January when a lot of people were going out there for the march.
Sure.
That might still feel like a positive time to be there.
Feel the vibe of what, yeah.
And then, of course, it was a little bit challenging because there were so many people going out there, so we also made like some pretty tough like road trip traveling decisions. You know, we did it in a very short period of time. We did get lucky with a good Airbnb in Baltimore that made it more feasible.
Nice.
You know, and then we would drive in every day. And it, actually, that part
wasn't
pretty
even
smooth.
Bad. Yeah.
Honestly, this has been an experience beyond your expectations.
It has.
With
it
Big
has
Brothers
been.
Big Sisters.
And it's taught us a lot. We've learned a lot from this. And it also, we've done things we would have
never have done, right?
Yeah.
All right. We got a little bit more coming up here on Radioactive.
More Radioactive in the community coming up on 93.1 Jams. Back to Radioactive in the community on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams and Radioactive. It's Holmes, and I have from the Dane County chapter of Big Brothers Big Sisters. Today with us has been Mary Beth Collins, Jerron Dorenzo, and his mom Tamika. Before we say goodbye, I know you had one point that you wanted to make real quick, Mary Beth.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think the thing that's really been special about our match is that our families just clicked so well, and we really got to a place where it was really natural to spend time together. And that might be something that doesn't happen quite that easily for everybody, but I think that's why they picked me for Big of the Year this year, is just how lovely it is that our families really are kind of joined now. But I think it also goes to the point that if people are a little bit intimidated about the time commitment or the formality of the program, you know, you have to kind of go through those initial steps to get to know each other, but it really can become an integrated part of your life where it's natural and the things that you enjoy doing, you can do with your little. And I would really encourage folks that are on the fence about it to really explore the possibility, because it's a beautiful experience.
Been a part of your life now for 6 years. That's great.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Mary Beth and Tamika and Jerron. And real quick, if they're interested in getting involved, if you want to be a mentor, or if you are looking for a big brother, big sister for your child, where can they go?
I would say go to the bbbsmadison.org website, which is the website of Big Brothers Big Sisters. You can probably just Google Big Brothers Big Sisters of Dane County, and the awesome staff there will certainly respond to inquiries on either side of the big and little equation.
Congratulations on for all three of you, and congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out today.
Radioactive in the Community is a public service of 93.1 Jams. If you're interested in discussing your nonprofit community program on Radioactive, email us at info@madtownjams.com.